If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this last Sunday of July 1973, it gives us a great deal of joy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, July 22nd, was our citywide day of prayer for revival, and what a day it was. In our own church, God blessed in a marvelous way. It was one of the sweetest times in the history of our church as our congregation gathered on its knees to pray for revival from various parts of the city and various parts of the nation. We received word that God really blessed last Sunday on Pray for Revival Day. Today is a new day, a new opportunity, and we're asking you to continue wherever you are to pray for revival. More than ever before, our nation needs divine guidance. We need the intervention of the Lord in these crises days. America is at the crossroads. Economically, we're at the crossroads, religiously and governmentally. And we need the help of the Lord. And I am asking you to continue in the days to come to pray for revival in America, and that that revival would continue to burn in the hearts of people not only in our city, but across the nation. So let it be your prayer during the remaining days of the summer and in other days to come that God will bring revival to America, and that we as a nation and as a people will come to our senses and fall on our knees and confess our sins and experience a great spiritual awakening. On this July 29th, we extend to you a cordial invitation to worship God with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school is the Bible, the Word of God. In every class, the Scriptures are taught every Sunday. So we invite you to get the whole family ready today and bring them to Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11 o'clock. And our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. And I trust that you'll visit with us today for a time of spiritual refreshing in your life and for your family. Next Sunday begins the last month of the summer season. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Next Sunday, August 5th, is a very special day with us. We have designated next Sunday as Auto Evangelism Day. We are asking every member of Worth Baptist Church who drives a car to the services to bring someone with them, at least one extra person in every car next Sunday. It has been estimated that there are 85 million cars on the streets and highways of America. If you were to put 5 into every car, that would mean that 425 million people could be riding cars at any given time. Well, we want a number of those cars to come to Worth Baptist Sunday School and Church next Sunday, and we want every car that comes to bring at least one extra person to Sunday School. Perhaps you're out there and you do not have transportation to Sunday school. We would be happy to provide that for you. One of our members would be glad to come by and pick you up if you'll call us this week. Call the office. The number is 534-0787. That's 534-0787. Call if you need transportation to Sunday school next Sunday. And we want you to be in prayer that the remaining month, the last month of summer, will be the greatest month in our summer season. We believe God is going to send revival to America, and we believe we are going to continue to experience revival in our city and revival in our churches. Be a part of it as you visit Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Be our guest today. Discover a new dimension in worship as you visit Worth Baptist Church today. We would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Let me make this one announcement concerning our radio program for the month of August. All who will write during the month of August, we will be happy to send to you free and postage paid one of our books entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book is a book of sermons on the second coming of Christ. There are 7 sermons in this book. If you will write during the month of August, without any obligation whatsoever on your part, we're not asking you to send any money. We're not charging you for the book. We will send it to you absolutely free and postpaid if you will write any time during the month of August. And I would suggest that you write even today and start off the month of August asking for the book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. I repeat, if you will write during the month of August, we will be happy to send to you free and postage paid, the newest book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Write for yours today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Rock of Ages. I'm going to read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, Verse 31, after we pause in a moment of prayer, let us pray. Our Father, we ask that Thou wouldst take this broadcast and this message and bless it to the hearts of many, that many souls might come to know Christ as a result of listening to this broadcast in this hour. And we continue to pray that Thou wouldst send revival to our nation and to our city and to our people. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 31. For their rock is not our rock. My message is entitled, The Rock of Ages. One of the best-loved hymns of the Christian faith is Rock of Ages. It is said that Augustus Toplady was inspired to write it when he sought refuge from a vicious storm in the cleft of a rock. And so he wrote, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin a double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. The Rock of Ages. Over in India, 325 million people embrace a religion called Hinduism. They believe that if they work diligently and experience a round of incarnations and reincarnations, that one day they will become a part of the great deity of their religion called the Brahma. But their rock is not our rock. In China and Japan, over 200 million people bow before a statue of Buddha. And they believe that if they follow the 8 steps of their so-called holy path, they shall one day be pure enough to enter the world of their enlightened one called the Buddha. But their rock is not our rock. In the Middle Eastern countries, 420 million people embrace Islam, the religion of Mohammed. They pray five times a day with their faces toward Mecca, hoping that one day they can make the pilgrimage to their so-called holy city of Mecca, which will assure them a place in paradise. But their rock is not our rock. Up in the state of Oklahoma, a young Indian woman fastens a feather to a twig. She decorates that twig with beads and then throws it to her god, the wind. All the while she is praying that she can appease him, for she believes that if she incurs the favor of Niall, her wind god, she has promised a trip to the happy hunting ground. But her rock is not our rock. Our rock is the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." One day Moses led Israel into the wilderness, and there was no water for the people to drink. Moses prayed to God, and God instructed him to go to the mount or rock of Horeb, and there to strike the rock. And if he would strike the rock, water would come out, and the people could drink. And so Moses smote the rock, and the water came out, and they all drank. One day Jesus was attending a feast in Jerusalem. On the last day of that feast, Jesus stood up and said, "If any man thirst, let him come to me. For he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." One day Paul sat down to write a letter to the church at Corinth. He wrote concerning the nation Israel. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 at verse 4, Paul wrote, "They did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ." This is our rock. This is the rock of ages. This is Jesus Christ. I want you to observe with me three things about the rock of ages. First, our rock of ages provides us strength in the time of our weakness. Moses wrote in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 at verse 27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." God is our source of strength today. We believe that God is able to sustain us in any and all circumstances of life. In another verse in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses wrote, "As thy days are, so shall thy strength be." You see, God has not promised us strength for many days to come. God has promised us strength for every day that we live. "As thy days are, so shall thy strength be." When we appropriate this strength, the strength of the Lord, we can say with the Apostle Paul, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." If you are depending upon human strength, you are going to fail. Only the strength of the Lord is sufficient for this hour. We derive our strength from God through prayer and through reading His Word, the Holy Bible. If you will claim God's promise today, if you will seek Him for strength, that eternal divine strength can be yours as you exercise faith in the promise of God. In the second place, our rock of ages provides us shelter in the time of our storms. The Christian life is beset by many storms. Living the Christian life is certainly no bed of roses. There are storms of doubt and fear and anxiety and frustration. There are reverses and crises in life, and the storm clouds often hang low. But remember this: the fiercer the storm, the firmer the anchor. The stronger the wind blows, the more firmly your anchor in Christ will hold. My grandmother was an old-fashioned shouting Methodist. I can remember visiting her in the days of my childhood. I can see her bending over the hot stove as she would sing, "The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Safe, secure, whate'er betide, a shelter in the time of storm." Oh, I'm glad today that we have that shelter from every storm that life brings. And if life has not brought storms to you yet, it will. You're going to need this anchor, this rock of ages, because one day the storm of God's judgment is going to break. We read in the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, that in those days of the wrath of God, that men will cry unto the mountains and unto the rocks of the earth to fall upon them and to hide them from Him who sitteth upon the throne. For the great day of God's wrath is come, and who shall be able to abide? You cannot abide the wrath of God. The only safe place is Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. And I am happy to report to you that in life and in death, for time and for eternity, you are safe from all the storms of life in the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ. Then there's a third thing that I would have you note. Our Rock of Ages provides us salvation in the time of our lostness. The Bible clearly states that all men are sinners. I read in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Paul writes to us in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In Luke chapter 19 at verse 10 we read, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ came into the world on a mission of salvation. A young Chinese man came to California, where he was won to a saving knowledge of Christ. Upon examining him for baptism, one of the committee of the church asked him, "How did you find Christ?" To which he answered, "I no find Christ at all. Christ not lost, I lost. Christ find me." And so it is. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save all who are lost. Has it ever occurred to you what it means to be lost? It means eternal separation from God. Jesus said in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 34, "If you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come." To be lost means eternal suffering in the fires of hell. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, we read about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died, and the Bible says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. There is a real, a literal place of punishment called hell. And to be lost means to spend eternity forever separated from God in the regions of the damned. The hell of the Bible is a literal hell. The poet once wrote, "To lose your wealth is much. To lose your health is more. To lose your soul is such a loss that nothing can restore." If you lose your soul, you've lost everything. Jesus asked, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" The pleasures of this world, the so-called good time, the lust, the sin, all of this that you think that you might now be enjoying, this will mean nothing when you stand before God. And when you hear the words of the judge of the universe, "Depart from me, for I, the Lord your God, know you not." Let me ask you, is it worth it? Is it worth it to risk your soul for a moment of pleasure? Absolutely not. You should come today, right now, by the radio. Just bow your head. Confess your sins. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this very moment, the Rock of Ages will be yours. You can know Christ as your Savior. You can believe on Him right now. You can trust Him, and you can be saved, and you can have an eternal rock of salvation in your heart. I have a footnote, and I'm through. Our Rock of Ages provides us a foundation upon which we can build our lives. If you build upon the sands of materialism and idealism and philosophy and reasoning, these things are going to wash away. The only firm foundation, the only steadfast, the only sure place for you to build is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that you'll begin this moment to build your life upon the Rock of Ages. And may the Lord bless you as you do. And I trust that you'll write us this week and let us know that you have anchored your faith in Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. Once again, may I remind you that we would be happy to have you come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock with a class for every age, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Come today and visit Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad you did as you discover a time of refreshing from the Lord in the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.